Can you hear me now?
Yes, now yes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I too want to join my colleagues in welcoming distinguished delegation of Panama. I want to address the application of temporary special measures in accordance with Article 4 of the Convention and with the Committee's General Recommendation 25 on temporary special measures which aim at the acceleration of achievement, de facto equality between women and men. According to provided information, some progress was introduced in achieving balanced representation between women and men in decision-making and politics. Electoral code provides for 50% of all political party candidates for governance positions must be women. How there is an omission that if one cannot be found, they can be replaced by male. This has resisted by women's political organizations are calling for this to be removed. Does state party plan to change the electoral code so that this shortcoming will be removed to promote gender parity provisions? High levels of economic growth and poverty reduction have not eliminated inequalities, which remain a challenge in Panama. I know that TSM is still needed in other areas of life where the advancement of women is limited, such as employment, education. Temporary special measures is vital for overcoming the disadvantages faced by specific groups of women subjected to multiple forms of discrimination. Primarily, it is crucial now that Panama has experienced the economic impact of COVID crisis, exaggerating inequality and discrimination. Please provide information on existing or planned steps for the acceleration of achieving substantive equality in other fields. Please also provide information on any awareness raising programs to promote understanding of the importance and non-discriminatory nature of temporary special measures, as well any initiatives, sanctions, or time-bound targets in place to encourage the use of temporary special measures. Thank you.